A Song of Fortune, A Modern Gita, Introduction. The word is the weapon of the wise. Once, in a great union of states, not too long ago, there was a family called the Laborer Family, descending from a great dynasty of nobles ruling the world, the Many Dynasty. They had worked hard for their rule and wealth, and had achieved the dominion over the entire planet. The world was the playground where they set the rules of the game in which they held sway over all. But a conflict of justice had risen between the haves and the have-nots of the family. The Laborer Family of the Many Dynasty had split up in these two opposing factions in society. The have-nots of the laborers, befriended with the once it was clan, became destitute, being cheated by their nephews in a gambling game at the stock market, and had lost their possessions, stature and positions. The once it was clan was another branch of the Moon Dynasty, to which the Many Dynasty belonged, but it had ages before fallen in disgrace with a founding father of the Moon Dynasty called Allard, who wanted his sons to take his burden of old age. The laborers were the descendants of the son who had complied to the wishes of the founding father. The once it was clan had descended from the eldest son and original heir to the throne who had refused to take the burden. The have-not laborers, being unemployed, were, to their shame and downfall, with the foul play as was arranged by the laborers in function, not admitted to any authority, considerable position, or proprietorship in whatever field. They were simply denied an equal position in society, and were always turned down with whatever they tried, so that they had to live degraded as second-rank citizens with the minimal rights of mere slaves. But the once it was clan, which still had maintained its wealth by honestly serving as a police force fighting the bad elements in society, helped out the have-nots, who were also called the Gwens because of their father Gwen, who, after dying untimely, had left them behind with their mother Alice, who was a daughter of the once it was family. A younger nephew of hers, the master of the once it was clan, was called Dwayne because of his dark complexion. He was a divine type, an ardent defender of the philosophy of yoga, very beautiful to behold, who dressed up finely with good taste. He was highly intelligent and of great renown for his heroic, virtuous and beneficial acts, and was most benevolent in his piety of taking the lead in wisdom and defending the order of the honorable culture of the Moon Dynasty. Dwayne, living with four beautiful women, real queens as they were, was befriended with Aelin, one of the five Gwen brothers who had assembled a great association that brought together all the repressed ones of the time in order to contest the laborers' rule. So the Gwens came to fight their own family members, the laborers, with whom they had grown up under the care of their blind father Edward, their uncle, who, as the brother of their early deceased father Gwen, had taken them into custody next to the care for his own sons. It was 100 half-brothers born from different mothers who were led by the difficult, arrogant and treacherous character of the eldest son named Basil. But Uncle Edward was too attached to his own sons to defend and help out his Gwen nephews when they lost their wealth, after in their weakness of gambling having wasted their chances on the stock market. The Gwen nephews were five brothers with Aelin as the second one, who was great in sports and accomplished in intellectual matters. Brian was big, voracious, very strong and good in the kitchen. Alex was the oldest and the dominant one, always taking the lead. Then there were the twin brothers called Constant, who kept an eye on everything, and Don, who organized whatever one needed. So they had set up this unique union of volunteers, because voluntarism was the only type of work they were permitted to do. Usually they were engaged in all kinds of welfare activities, like helping the homeless, widows and other poor people like themselves, for a remuneration of nothing more than a social security check. Tired of all insults and repression, injustice and denial from the side of their laborer nephews, they decided to found a political party called the Philognostic Association, the Association of the Lovers of a Comprehensive Spiritual Gnosis, the FA, which sometimes was also called the Federation of the Adamant. They were determined to fight their position back in society and retrieve an equal stature and responsibility. But that would, of course, result in a serious confrontation and turnover of power in Parliament. Being curbed in that desire by the laborer rule, they thus suffered many repressive measures designed to prevent them to get that far. Fighting that repression, they planned for a political campaign which would bring them the victory of the popular vote, but for that purpose they had to denounce the quality and character of their own nephews, the honor of their own family clan of the many dynasty that had ruled the world for ages. For Aelin, the most docile and friendly of the brothers, that was a thing hard to handle. And so he, ready for the elections to start the FA campaign, consulted with Duane, his best friend, as he faced the opposition of the repressive and forbidding laborer nephews. Duane then sung a song of wisdom to him he would never forget, for it gave him back his confidence and also brought him the final victory over the injustice of the laborer nephews. Our story begins with the blind Uncle Edward hearing from his secretary Ellery what took place during the campaign of the Gwens and the laborers.